William Morrow and Harper Audio present It Had to Be You by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Anna Fields.
Chapter 1. Phoebe Somerville outraged everyone by bringing a French poodle and a Hungarian lover to her father's funeral. She sat at the gravesite like a 50s movie queen, with the small white poodle perched in her lap and a pair of rhinestone-studded cat's-eye sunglasses shielding her eyes. It was difficult for the mourners to decide who looked more out of place, the perfectly clipped poodle sporting a pair of matching peach satin ear bows, Phoebe's unbelievably handsome Hungarian, with his long beaded ponytail, or Phoebe herself. Phoebe's ash-blonde hair, artfully streaked with platinum, swooped down over one eye like Marilyn Monroe's in The Seven-Year Itch. Her moist, full lips, painted a delicious shade of peony pink, were slightly parted as she gazed toward the shiny black casket that held what was left of Bert Somerville. She wore an ivory suit with a silky quilted jacket, but the outrageous gold metallic bustier beneath was more appropriate to a rock concert than a funeral. The slim skirt, belted with loops of gold chain, one of which sported a dangling fig leaf, was slitted at the side, to the middle of her shapely thigh. This was the first time Phoebe had been back in Chicago since she'd run away when she was 18, so only a few of the mourners present had ever met Bert Somerville's prodigal daughter. From the stories they'd heard, however, none of them were surprised that Bert had disinherited her. What father would want to pass on his estate to a daughter who'd been the mistress of a man more than 40 years her senior, even if that man had been the noted Spanish painter Arturo Flores? And then there was the embarrassment of the paintings. To someone like Bert Somerville, naked pictures were naked pictures, and the fact that the dozens of abstract nudes Flores had executed of Phoebe now graced the walls of museums all over the world hadn't softened his judgment. Phoebe had a slender waist and slim, shapely legs, but her breasts and hips were plump and womanly, a throwback to an almost forgotten time when women had looked like women. She had a bad girl's body, the sort of body that, even at 33, could just as well have been displayed with a staple through the navel as hanging on a museum wall. It was a bimbo's body. Never mind that the brain inside was highly intelligent, since Phoebe was the sort of woman who was seldom judged by anything except appearances. Her face wasn't any more conventional than her body. There was something off-kilter about the arrangement of her features, although it was difficult to say exactly what, since her nose was straight, her mouth well-formed, and her jaw strong. Perhaps it was the outrageously sexy tiny black mole that sat high on her cheekbone. Or maybe it was her eyes. Those who had seen them before she'd slipped on her rhinestone sunglasses had noted the way they tilted upward at the corners, too exotic, somehow, to fit with the rest of her face. Arturo Flores had frequently exaggerated those amber eyes, sometimes painting them larger than her hips, sometimes superimposing them over her wonderful breasts. Throughout the funeral, Phoebe seemed cool and composed, despite the fact that the July air was heavy with humidity. Even the rushing waters of the nearby DuPage River, which ran through several of Chicago's western suburbs, didn't provide any relief from the heat. A dark green canopy shaded both the gravesite and the rows of chairs set up for the dignitaries in a semicircle around the black ebony casket, but the canopy wasn't large enough to shelter everyone attending, and much of the well-dressed crowd was standing in the sun, where they'd begun to wilt, not only from the humidity, but also from the overpowering scent of nearly 100 floral arrangements. Luckily, the ceremony had been short, and since there was no reception afterward, they could soon head for their favorite watering holes to cool off and secretly rejoice in the fact that Bert Somerville's number had come up instead of their own. The shiny black casket rested above the ground on a green carpet that had been laid directly in front of the place where Phoebe was sitting between her 15-year-old half-sister Molly and her cousin Reed Chandler. The polished lid held a star-shaped floral display of white roses embellished with sky blue and gold ribbons, the colors of the Chicago Stars, the National Football League franchise Bert had bought 10 years earlier. When the ceremony ended, Phoebe cradled the white poodle in her arms.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?